This is Colin Steele, news writer for SearchITChannel.com. Microsoft's $44.6 billion bid for Yahoo set off questions and speculation about Redmond's plans in the online market. Yahoo rejected the offer, but Microsoft is persisting, and the pursuit should keep making headlines for the foreseeable future. At this week's Microsoft event in Los Angeles, I talked with channel partners about the saga and what it could mean for them. One question that has popped up is, will a potential Yahoo acquisition distract Microsoft from its other business? Here's what Tom Murphy, the sales director at S&L International in Pasadena, California, had to say about that.
It doesn't appear so, to me, anyhow. Microsoft's a big animal like a lot of people.
At DigiPede Technologies in Oakland, California, CEO and President John Powers says his customers are starting to ask about Microsoft's future strategies.
It's taken up a lot of press coverage lately. We work primarily on the enterprise and small and medium business side with Server 2008 and Visual Studio 2008 and SQL Server 2008. So our customers hear a lot about it and they wonder what effect this has on Microsoft's focus in enterprise, but I don't really know.
Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer said during his keynote this week that software as a service is one of the biggest IT trends today, although it is, quote, yet to prove itself, end quote. Regardless of whether or not Microsoft acquires Yahoo, Murphy says it's a good strategy for Microsoft to make more online offerings.
Software as a service, it's on everybody's lips. Everybody's talking about that. And I do believe in the next several years, you're going to see more of these software applications not being put on a premise site, not being put on a customer site, being shared services, shared applications. And I think financially, it may make sense for a lot of enterprise clients, and definitely makes sense as a service for these providers. Microsoft's looking ahead. They're not stupid.
And it's up to partners to find their own new opportunities, according to Tyson Hartman, Vice President of Enterprise Technical Solutions for Avanade in Seattle.
We're excited by the move towards software as a service. We really see our customers deriving a lot of value from taking advantage of the computing in the cloud model. And we're working right now on advancing our solutions and our engagement models so we can better respond to the opportunity and help our customers move to a software and services model for their own businesses.
SearchITChannel.com will continue to follow Microsoft's pursuit of Yahoo and other news affecting channel partners. This is Colin Steele. Thanks for listening.